You are now listening to the Vitalize Podcast. Hey yo, what up, family? Ooh, welcome back to the Vitalize Podcast. You're here with your friendly neighborhood host, Mr. Marcus Black, also known as Mr. Because You Can. And I'm excited for an incredible day, man. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope that you'll become a part of the family, man. Listen, if energy is your thing, if inspiration, motivation, affirmation, all positivity, all day, all the time is your thing, then you came to the right place today. So make sure, listen, do your boy a favor. If you can, I don't ask for favors often, but I'm asking for a favor today. And that is share if you care, man. Go ahead and hit that share button. Tap like, subscribe if you're on Spotify. I don't know where you are. You might be on Apple Podcasts. I don't know. You might be on YouTube. Wherever you find yourself, just hit the subscribe button and tap in with the guy because you can. And we got an incredible day planned out today, man. I got some exciting things to talk to y'all. But like I said, if you're new here, I promise I'm not yelling. I do get real passionate, but I'm not all gas all the time. You know what I'm saying? We'll have some theatrics and we'll have some pace, and I'll have some stories and some things to share with you. But overall, I just want you to know life matters. Your life matters. And this podcast was started as a dream, a seed in my heart, for all the people in the world who felt slept on, who felt less than, who felt insecure, who felt like they were going through a difficult time, who literally didn't know how to find the best possible version of themselves to live the best possible version of their lives. And I decided I'm going to take the lived experiences I have. I'm going to take the training I have. I'm going to take the thoughts I have, the heart I have, and bottle it up and package it and give it to the world in service to the greater good. So if that sounds good to you, man, stick around. I promise you won't regret it. I promise your heart, you'll leave encouraged. I'll leave you better than I found you always. And I hope that you'll share this with some friends, because we got big goals this year. The goal is to grow the podcast. The show is growing rapidly. I haven't done a ton of guests this season. We already had my brother and my friend, Mr. Trent Shelton, on. And I got some other ones lined up, some big ones. I know at the top of the season, I ask you guys to send me some recommendations. Keep doing that. If you don't know how to do that, you can email me, or the easiest way is probably go to my Instagram at mblackspeaks. Holler at your boy. Send me a DM. Let me know who you want to see on the show. But I just came back from Las Vegas, and we're going to talk about it. I came back from the Cheer Choice Awards 2024, and I'm going to tell you all about that. But just before we do, I got to pause for the cause and just talk to you very briefly about something that's big on my heart. And I know sometimes the episodes get sponsorships, and there's different people who want to talk to me about that. It's actually somebody big who I just met in Vegas that wants to talk about some stuff. So I'm excited to talk about some stuff. But in the meantime, this episode is actually sponsored by my organization that I am working with, Generation Y. That's Generation WHY. Many of you who are tapping into this podcast are new here, coming from the connections we just made in Vegas. Thank you for, you know, being dope, and thank you for being connected. But yeah, so my organization, Generation Y, was actually nominated for two Cheer Choice Awards, and it was incredible. We were in the hype category and the mindfulness category, which is honestly probably the two best ways to summarize who Generation Y is. It's hype, which is a group of individuals who are hyping each other up, who are the biggest cheerleaders in the world, who are pouring all gas, no brakes into you. And mindfulness, which is all about the mental health aspect and helping people overcome that. We are a mental health advocacy group, and we also go into schools, primarily ages middle school, high school, college, and we go in doing anti-bullying assemblies as well as mental health awareness assemblies, so we can end and erase the stigmas that are attached to mental health. And lastly, we're going to do leadership and character development by helping them understand they have purpose and how to pursue it. So yeah, man, it's really important, and we just want to end bullying, and we want to help kids know that it's okay to struggle mentally, and we want to give them some tools and resources to overcome those struggles. So if that sounds good to you and you want to be a part of that in any capacity, we would love that. We're actually launching something brand new, and I'd love for you to be a part. There may be a few hundred of y'all that listen to this, up to a few thousand. It just depends on who taps in, you know what I'm saying? But if you listen to this, I want you to do something for me. On my hat, if you were watching this, I have a hat that has MC on it. MC stands for Million Club. And what that is a new club that we have launched, and it's a crowdfunding, crowdsourcing thing. Like, it takes years to secure corporate funds to keep this mission running so we can keep saving lives. We don't have years because lives are being lost every day. So we wanted to get the community involved. And if you guys want to be involved, all we're asking is a donation of at least $5. Any amount, you can do as much as you want or as little as $5 gets you in the club. All you have to do if you want to be a part is go to www.pursueyourwhy.org. That's pursue your W-H-Y. pursueyourwhy.org, and then click give, and then you'll see a campaign that says Million Club. You get in there, you give at least $5. It don't have to be recurring. It could be a one-time donation, and you are now a part of the club, and there's some perks that come with that the higher you give, and we'll talk about that. But if you believe in it and you want to support us saving the lives of kids and ending bullying and ending teen suicide, holla at your boy. Let's get it. All right, thank you so much. We so appreciate you. And now to talk about, man, this episode. If you saw the title and you wanted to know what it was all about, the title of this episode is Spread the Cheer Because You Can. And when I think of Spread the Cheer, man, I want to obviously revisit the Cheer Choice Awards where I just came from and so many incredible individuals. I'm not going to start naming people because I might get in trouble because there were so many remarkable people that I met there. But it just take you all the way back to how I figured out what this was in the beginning with, because many of you have joined me over the years. Many of you discovered me at last year's Cheer Choice Awards 2023, where I walked away with not one, but two trophies, which was incredible. But Spread the Cheer USA is a not-for-profit organization that was founded to take care of people. And it was founded by my dear friend, hey BFF, how you doing? The one and only Danielle Claudio, who decided to say, yo, I'm going through a lot in my life, and I'm trying to figure this out. And she did a service project. Listen, girl, I'm telling your story. You know what I'm saying? She got together, she went, she served some other people, and it felt real good. It kind of pulled her out of this personal situation. I ain't going to tell her story. I'm going to bring her on the show so she can tell her story fully. But that led her to saying, you know what? I got all this influence online. What am I doing with it? So she got with some dear friends who also had influence online and said, we got all this influence online. What are we influencing people to? And decided, what if we, instead of just influencing people, putting smiles on people's face and making laughs, not that that's important as it is, but what if we took it a step further, took the influence we have, rallied the troops, raised the funds, and went and served people in need? And that there birthed the mission of Spread the Cheer USA. And they've been doing this for years now. And the Cheer Choice Awards is an opportunity for other creators to, A, be celebrated for creating positivity in the world, for putting smiles on faces, for encouraging people, for inspiring people, for making a difference. But B, it also allows those creators to inspire people to something, and that is to come and rally around a cause bigger than themselves to go and do the most good in the world. And that is something I'm with all day, every day. Anytime there's an opportunity to utilize my voice for something bigger than me, that is what we're on the planet to do. And you might be listening to this and be like, oh, this is an infomercial. This is not an infomercial. This is me sharing my heart about the things that matter most. You know, the most important thing that you can do on this earth is find your purpose and produce purpose in other people. If you can find your purpose, and I guarantee you, your purpose is attached to serving somebody else. So yeah, you hear me talking about Spread the Cheer, the actual organization, but I'm taking the mission and I'm challenging you to figure out how you can spread the cheer. What does that mean? I'm so glad you asked. I'm talking to you about taking your gifts and your talents and going and spreading that and using that in service to the greater good. How do you leave this earth better than you found it? How do you leave your community better than you found it? How do you create a legacy in your family? And it starts by realizing you have purpose. So if you ain't know and nobody told you, I'm going to spoil it for you. You have purpose. You got it. Stop questioning it because you don't know how to live it out. I don't know how to get the message out. You're talking about creators and platforms, and I don't have a platform. That is a lie. I don't know who told you that. I dare you to go check your follower account right now. dare you. Go on your Facebook, go on your Instagram, go on your Snapchat, go on your Clapper, go on your TikTok. I was about to say Twitter. That ain't even a thing. Go on your X, whatever. Go on your Threads. And tell me, do you have at least one follower? If you have at least one follower, then you have influence. If you don't have zero followers, then as long as you got at least one, you have influence. If you got 10 followers, you got a platform, because that's 10 people that you have access to share a message. Now, the reality is most of y'all got more than that. Most 97% of y'all got at least 50 followers. 95% of y'all got at least 100 followers. You know what I'm saying? 90% of y'all got a couple hundred followers. Everybody don't got thousands. Everybody don't got millions. Wherever you find yourself in that spectrum, that's fine. But what I'm telling you is, stop talking about what you don't have, because you do have influence. You do have a platform. And so if you have a platform, you have a purpose. And your purpose is, how do you serve that platform and make them better? How do you inspire people to go do something greater than themselves? I want to throw something. I wish I had my bracelet on. I'll throw it at the camera, but miss on purpose. To my incredible producer, like, let's not throw things at the camera. I'm not going to throw nothing at the camera, but I wanted to, just so you know. And that's because I want to shake you up so that you can stop questioning yourself, and you can stop questioning what you have to offer the world, so that you can stop questioning your purpose. And once you acknowledge that you have purpose, now you got to figure out what to do with it. Mark Twain said the two most important days in a human's life are the day they are born and the day they figure out why. The day that you are born is one of the most important days in your life. And the second most important day is the day that you figure out why you were born. Why were you born? Do you know? Do you know why you were born? I know why I was born. And because I know why I was born, I'm able to walk about this earth with purpose. I know I got to talk to a lot of people at the Cheer Choice Awards this weekend. I'm gonna get into the actual show and some fun stories here in a minute. But I just got to set this up, because I did talk to a lot of people who are content creators, smaller, even smaller than me. And I consider myself a small creator. And they're just like, man, I just don't feel like I belong. Like, I'm not one of the cool kids because I don't have millions of followers. And I'm like, yeah, neither do I. But guess what? There's not one cool kid that I went up to that entire weekend that wasn't very nice, extremely kind, super positive, because that is the type of people who involve themselves and spread the cheer. So when you go up to a Santa Corky, what up, Santa Corky? Can't wait to connect with you further. And you see him, and you see his heart, and you see he's kind. He really is Santa. He just a jolly old guy out here being incredible in front of the camera, off camera, on camera. And with his multiple millions of followers, guess what? He gonna hug your neck. He gonna smile. You can get joined into the North Pole community. You can be one of his elves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go on and on. Scott D. Henry, multiple years, man. That's one of the kindest individuals. Shout out to you, Scott D. Henry. Super dope. Watch him stop for every single individual. Have a conversation. Nobody's judging you. Nobody's belittling you. Nobody's shaming you because you don't have followers. Who cares? They didn't have them either once upon a time. Mama Todd, that is a doll right there. That is an angel walking this earth. Made me cry. Shout out to you, Mama Todd, for being amazing, for being who you are. But even despite her verbally saying that there's a real struggle with social anxiety, she still fought through that and hugged every neck, took every picture, smiled, shook every hand. Why? Because people matter. And she knows what she means to the world, and she knows the gift she is, despite all these haters out here bullying her. How do you bully that type of human? Somebody with that much class and character and grace and love and compassion. How? I don't know. Because people are ignorant, and people, I told y'all this in the Taylor Swift episode, people throw rocks at things that shine. So people don't like when they see you shining too much, and we become so accustomed to darkness that light makes us uncomfortable. And she got a real big bright light. My point, though, in bringing up these individuals, and I can name individual after individual after individual, all with hundreds of thousands to millions of followers, and not a singular one of them was rude, not a singular one of them looked down their nose, not a singular one of them was arrogant. So if you sitting here and to the people who were there saying, I don't belong, I don't fit, and I don't have status, and stop doing that to yourself. At this point, you're self-sabotaging. You have made up in your mind the assumption that people aren't going to like you or people aren't going to support you before even giving them a chance to have something to support. Stop doing that. And show up for yourself and show up for your life and show up with the gift that you've been given, because I guarantee you ain't another person on the planet that got your gift. I guarantee that. I don't have your gift. You might not be able to sit in front of the camera and spew out love and passion and inspiration and motivation all day yelling like a crazy person. You might not be able to do that, but guess what? I cannot do what you can do. I can't do it. And so we need you and your gift and your expertise, because somebody don't like this. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. Everybody does not have to love me, and you got to be okay with that too. If I'm not your cup of tea, you know what you can do? Go drink some coffee, fam. Go get you some Folgers, some Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever it is. Peruvian mocha bean. I don't know if that's a thing. It feels like it felt appropriate in the moment to say. But if I'm not your cup of tea, go drink some coffee. And when you can adopt that mantra, you can find peace in your own soul, knowing that you are enough just as you are. You are enough and you belong. You matter and you belong. So to stop making excuses, you have a purpose. You got to put that purpose on the table. The most important days are the day you're born and then the day you figure out why. Why were you born? And a lot of you know, the struggle is, what if people don't accept me for it? So now you're looking for external validation for something that wasn't given to you externally. Oh, snap. What did you just say? Rewind. You are looking for external validation for something that was given to you internal. That means you were born with purpose. It was birthed into you that you were supposed to walk about this earth for a specific mission to serve the greater good, to make a difference, to create impact, to shine your light in a unique way that only you can. But now you're afraid that if I do that and I share my uniqueness and I shine my light and I be who I am and I put it out there, these people aren't going to like it. They're going to shame me. They're going to mock me. They're going to laugh at me. They're going to belittle me. And my question to you is, what does that take away from you? Laugh at me all you want. You know what I'm going to do? Keep fulfilling my mission. Laugh if you want to. I'm going to keep shining bright. Laugh if you want to. And one day you ain't going to be laughing so hard, because one day you're going to be asking me, how did you do that? Help me. How did you go get the bag? How did you turn a gift and a passion into a bag? How did you turn that into influence? How did you turn that into awards? How did you turn that into accolades? They're going to be laughing at first. At first, they'll ask you why you did it and question you and belittle you and make a mockery. But then they'll ask you how you did it. So keep doing it, or you'll never get to that point. You're robbing yourself of the joy that comes from knowing that you could have did this the whole time. Stop robbing yourself, man. I'm about to go bananas in here. I just need you to know you are great. You already been. Stop seeking this external validation. No human can validate you. Going to the Cheer Choice Awards, as incredible as it is, and having had the moment of walking across that stage and receiving that trophy, that was a milestone I'll never forget, sitting on my mantle at home to this day. I might win other ones one day. I don't know. That's up to y'all. We might run it back. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't validate me as a human receiving the accolade. My validation comes from within, knowing that I'm living out my purpose and I know why I'm on the planet. I know why I was born. I figured that out. And that's to give life. That is to give love. That's what vitalize means. This, all these letters and stuff, this stuff is not just on my body. It means something. It's not on my shirts for no reason. It means something to me. Vitalize means to give life to. That's why people's like, you should rebrand. I don't know. I might one day. But for now, vitalize means to give life to. And I'm still about giving life to people. So that's what I'm on. And that's what I'm here for. And that's where my validation comes from, knowing that every single day I walk that out. I live that mission out courageously. I don't care who's laughing. I don't care who don't take it serious. I don't care who's sleeping on me. Guess what, fam? They sleeping on you. They been sleeping on you. Guess what? It don't matter. As long as you ain't sleeping on you. You can give the world a wake-up call by showing up with your gift. You can give the world a wake-up call by going courageously and putting your gift out into the world, no matter who watching. Because they're going to wake up one day. And when they do, it'll be like, welcome to the party. Let's keep this thing rolling because you can. Straight like that. But when you start thinking about yourself, I want you to start thinking of yourself through the lens of your greatness and not through the lens of your shortcomings. Stop looking for ways and reasons and opportunities to tear yourself down. Oh, man, I got so many flaws. If you knew what I see when I look in the mirror, and I'm just not that attractive, and I'm not shaped right, and my clothes don't fit how I want them to, and I don't have the perfect smile, and I don't have, I dare some three of y'all to go listen to Crooked Smile by J. Cole. I dare you. And listen to the message behind what he's saying, man. Like, come on, man. You wake up, put makeup on. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. What? And I'm not telling, ladies, I am not telling you don't wear no makeup. Beautify yourself, feel good, feel confident. That's dope. I'm just saying, on the days where you wake up and you haven't put makeup on, if you are judging yourself, if you are looking at yourself, calling yourself ugly, picking yourself apart, pointing at every little bit of body fat you have and just hating yourself, stop doing that. Please stop. Because you are perfect just as you are. There's no such thing as perfection, but you are perfectly imperfect. You are imperfectly perfect just the way you are. And you can keep progressing and get better and work towards where you want to be. Like your boy been doing that. I love myself right now. I love myself. I'm in the process. I'm in the journey. As of this morning, I'm 49 pounds down. 49. One more pound. I hit 50. I wanted to tell y'all I was at the 50-pound mark. I should have went in the sauna and sweated out a couple ounces of water. But 49 pounds down. And I'm on this journey, right? But I love myself now. I'm not going to not love myself because I ain't where I'm going to be. Stop. Stop it. So that to say, love yourself where you are. Love yourself while you are. Stop picking yourself apart. Learn to be a friend to yourself rather than an enemy to yourself. Stop being an enemy to yourself. All right. So that to say, now I know some of y'all probably want to hear some things. Y'all want to know kind of what the weekend was like. Man, the weekend was crazy. You know, if you don't know what the Cheer Choice Awards are, which is the biggest annual event hosted by Spread the Cheer USA, that incredible organization I told you about doing all the good in the world. Every year they host the annual Cheer Choice Awards, the CCAs, which is basically like the Oscars, Grammys, Emmys, but of social media content creators. It's of people, and not just, you can't just get a part of this by just being a content creator. You have to be one that is intentionally using your platform for good, one that is taking your platform and figuring out how you can serve and make the world a better place. And so it's conscious creators, which is my favorite type of people. So you come in, and Friday night, you gotta get registered, you get your stuff, and there's a mixer and a meet and greet. This year, we had a book launch of The Social Spark, which I told y'all about a few episodes ago. So shout out to The Social Spark. Yeah. So we got that. And that was super incredible, a super incredible situation. And that book is going crazy, doing numbers, running it up. If you haven't got your copy, make sure you get your copy of The Social Spark. It's on Amazon. And it's so many of these creator stories where you get to learn a little bit more about them behind the scenes. But man, when I tell you the weekend from the book launch to the new Savage clothing brand, Savage Positivity, that's out here. And now we got to meet so many people, man. I met Santa Friday night, and I just met wonderful, remarkable, incredible people. I got to see so many friends, like hugging my brother Alexander Gonzalez's neck, hugging my friend Samantha Rose's neck, hugging my BFF Danielle's neck, like just seeing people again, you know, come up. My whole frontline team, shout out to the Spread the Cheer USA frontline team. Every single one of y'all, man, are such lights in this world. Y'all are so much the remarkable people. Y'all make my life happier, you know what I'm saying? Hugging your neck, seeing you, serving alongside you. It's just everything. So there's a comedy show, it's improv, it's fun, and then that's over, and then people just kind of mix and mingle and go do their own thing, and then the next day there's the pool party, which is crazy, and there's all these like dope people, and there's dancing, and there's fun, and there's high fives, and there's love, and there's laughter, and there's connection, and it's real people having real moments of connection authentically, and there's nothing more beautiful. And then Saturday night, we had a masquerade ball at Club Chaos where you get to come, and we had a club takeover, and it's like strobe lights, cameras, action. There's everybody dressed to the nines and having these incredible picture ops, photo ops with one another and just having fun. And then Sunday, the reason we all come, the actual award show itself, and which I and Generation Y got to be presenters this year, and that was phenomenal. Like, being a part of that and meeting, oh my God, like, wow, I just almost got emotional, man. Having a conversation with Tia B. Stokes, one of the two hosts, and then the other one at Juggling Jenkins. Shout out to you, my friend, Miss Tiffany. But meeting them, man, they were so remarkable, you know, and Tia shared her story. If y'all don't know who that is, go check her out. She has an incredible story of overcoming and how she danced her way through cancer, a serious cancer diagnosis where they didn't know if she would make it through a weekend, to now being healthy, thriving, alive, and spreading positivity all over the world. And she spoke so much life and so much love. And I'm like, wow, I'm overwhelmed. And then, like I said, Ryan Griffiths, my brother, Tom Coverley, like my brothers, they love us and we love them. And they're just dear friends. I could just name names all day and I would never get done naming names. So, like I said, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But I just want you to know that, like, how I'm naming names, I don't name the names because you may or may not know who my family are, the people I'm naming. But the goal is I want you to start putting yourself out there positively. And maybe even tap in with this and figure out how you can come be a part of it so you can name names and you can say, this person really spoke to me or this person really impacted me. Now, the craziest thing in my brain is there's people telling me that I'm one of those names that they name. And like, man, you really helped save my life, or your content keeps me going on the days where I don't think I could push anymore. Or your live stream really got me through a really rough patch when you answered my question and you showed me love and I just had to meet you. And I'm just like, wow, man, all I wanted to do was show up in the world because I figured out why I was born, and I figured out why, and then I want to pour my passion into the world, making a difference and an impact, and that's led to people who are saying, thank you so much, and I had to meet you, I had to know you. And that's just an incredible feeling, because that it just rewards that part of me that has dedicated my life to service to others. And so when other people see it, and I get the confirmation that it's working and it is impacting, there's nothing greater. So if you want to be a part of that, you know, things will start picking back up. It's typically the same time every year. Next year, we're going to go right back to Vegas in April. So you can start planning now. Get your Vegas little situation aside. Start setting your money aside. But also, if you haven't already, tap in with Spread the Cheer USA. Go follow Instagram, TikTok, you don't stop. Anyway, you rock it with me. Go to Instagram or TikTok at Spread the Cheer USA. Hit that follow button, and go to at Cheer Choice Awards and hit that follow button, and stay up to date with what's happening throughout the year, because you're going to see other events. Maybe they're going to be coming to a city near you and you're going to have an opportunity to hop in alongside, tag along, and serve at an event. So go serve at an event. Maybe it's going to be opportunities to be a part of campaigns or different things or special projects, or help deliver Christmas gifts at the time when Christmas rolls around, because that's the thing that we do. So stay up to date because you can. And as I land the plane on this episode, I'm going to get a little vulnerable. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I'm going to end this episode this way. We were in our rehearsal for the show. We did a rehearsal Saturday so that we could all make sure that we had our lines and work with the other people. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to Mama Tot, Miss Ophelia, the sweetest sweetheart. Like, she's so incredible. She reminds me of home because I'm from Mississippi. She got that deep South Alabama accent. Yeah, baby, it's all going to be okay. Mama want you to know this right here. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love it. That was my best impersonation. I love you, Mama Tot. But we sat there and I was talking about how I found out about Spread the Cheer and the Cheer Choice Awards when I was nominated in 2022 for the 23 awards. It was at a dark time in my life where I had decided to quit serving. I told y'all, just sat here and told y'all I was born and I figured out why I was born, but I still had a moment where I said, you know what? I know why I was born. I was put here to serve. I was put here to be a light. I was put here to spread love, hope, passion, but I decided it's too hard and I can't do this no more. What am I doing it for when innocent people are still dying every day? Why am I showing up and pouring my heart and soul out every single day, putting my voice on the line, putting it all out there to try to give hope, to try to spread life, to try to wake up the world, to not take life for granted and to be kind to one another, and it still ain't working because babies are still dying. Innocent people still being trafficked. All these horrible things are happening. I'm like, is it even working? Is it even worth it? Does it even matter? Does it even make a difference? And the time I was questioning the most is when I got the notification that I was nominated for an award. I don't even know who nominated me. And I went on and my community rallied around me and we won that award. And I told that story on that stage that I felt like quit. And so I got to have this conversation, fast forward a full year, and I'm sitting in this rehearsal about to go back up on stage to present an award this year, which was so remarkable. And I'm talking to Mama Todd, and I'm reflecting on that moment, and she said, baby, people bully me every single day, and they make it really hard to show up. They make it really hard, and that breaks my heart that people will bully the sweetest human I've ever met. She said, people make it really hard to show up by just creating narratives and falsely identifying her. And I mean, she has, I don't even want to say the amount, but it's north of 12 million followers. It might be 15. She got a lot of sweet babies that love her. So if a million people send her a DM every day, it's not humanly possible to respond to everybody. It's not even possible. So if she don't respond to every single person because it's not physically possible, now she's fake. That's a lie. I watched this angel of a human go and love on every single person despite her own social anxiety. And like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't nowhere near where she is. And it got a little overwhelming for me in a good way. It's like I used to pray for times like this. Thank you, God, for people receiving the messages and wanting to interact. I love it and I want to hug their necks, but it's still overwhelming. We're all human. And to still put that aside and say, I love my babies enough, I love my tater tots enough that I'm going to hug them and I'm going to love on them and I'm going to take every picture. Come on, man. And you want to bully that person? Hey, come see me, because I ain't hard to find if you want to be a bully. I'm a little bit bigger than her. So if you're watching this video, you can see. Anyway, I'm being extra, but I'm also being serious. Why would you bully somebody that's trying to spread kindness in the world? And she looked me right in my soul and said, baby, you ain't gonna quit ever, because quitting ain't in your DNA. She said, you wasn't put here to be a quitter. You got purpose, and purpose is help these people. I had to put my southern accent on, but she's speaking life to me and tears are welling up in my eyes. She said, you can't be crying now, because I don't let friends cry alone. And it was just such a special moment to me, because it meant everything to know that, like, she's right. Quitting ain't in my DNA, even though I had my moment and I thought about it. But it's not in my DNA, and it's not in hers, and it's not in ours. And yes, people will be rude. Yes, people will laugh. Yes, people will question you. Yes, people will mock you. Yes, people will belittle you. Yes, people might have something to say. But when those people get done, they ain't give you your purpose, and they cannot take it away. So what we're going to keep doing is figuring out the best way to show up in the world every single day, giving our love, our life, our gift, our passion to the world. Because we can. And you know what you're going to do? Oh, yeah, you know I'm coming back to you. You're going to take whatever you've been through, package that up into a purposeful way, and you're going to share your voice with the world. You're going to share your gift with the world. You're going to show up on social media, off social media, on camera, off camera, in the community, in the neighborhood, in the grocery store, in your home, wherever you are. And you're going to shine your light so bright. Yeah, the people who are uncomfortable with light are going to have a problem, but the people who ain't been in dark too long and they desperately need light are going to gravitate to you. And so my challenge to you is, every single day, figure out a way that you can spread the cheer, because you can spread the cheer. That means, how can I use my gift, my talent, my light to shine on somebody else, to serve somebody else outside myself? So that's it, baby. Ain't no other words. Get your little self up and you go spread the cheer, because you can.